The Los Angeles and Long Beach ports are the largest creators of air pollution in Southern California, and the 17,000 heavy-duty trailer trucks bringing cargo to and from the port are largely to blame. The Clean Truck Program would phase out older trucks, which are the biggest polluters, by 2012. Starting next year, the program will also require trucks entering the Port of Los Angeles to belong to companies rather than individuals. The American Trucking Association is protesting this requirement, saying it will unnecessarily hurt individual owner-operators and will instead benefit unions and a few large companies. Jessica Lass of the Natural Resources Defense Council, or NRDC, says restricting port access to these few companies will make the port run more efficiently.
You'd be dealing with a few trucking companies versus thousands of individual drivers. With the LA model, you'd just be working with the trucking companies to ensure that their fleet of trucks that they own would be meeting these standards.
The NRDC is a co-defendant in a lawsuit against the ports filed by the American Trucking Association, or ATA. Clayton Boyce of the ATA says that independent truckers can adapt.
They make a number of false claims, which are that only companies can afford to buy new trucks, only companies can afford to maintain the trucks to keep them burning cleanly. Those just aren't true.
The ATA is also suing both the Port of Los Angeles and the Port of Long Beach for requiring trucking companies to provide details including maintenance, routes, and financial information. A ruling for this lawsuit is due on April 27th. By 2012, under the Clean Truck Program, the ports will no longer allow trucks built before 2007. Esther Pomeroy, Annenberg Radio News.